this year, the NFL is giving fans a chance to experience what it's like to participate in the combine. Behind me, you see the 40-yard dash, but for the actual players participating, it's a huge deal what time they get. A member of the Steelers scouting department actually plays an integral role in helping keep those players calm to give their best performance. The 2017 Combine, how many years is this for you being in charge of the 40?
14 years. And the only reason why I know it is because the NFL Network tells me all the time, it's our 14th year doing this. And I've been doing this since the start of it when they put it on TV.
Just to clarify, we take this line with our back. With our...
Right behind it. You're right to the tip. Toes right there. Yeah. Okay.
How do you get involved in that? Why are you the guy that's in charge of the 40 and the person that's now mic'd up and part of the actual broadcast of the Combine?
It's because I got roped into it and I'm a sap, okay? C. Oprah called it, was a longtime scout for Tennessee Titans, Houston Oilers. And he was in charge of the 40 at the Combine. And we would run the 40 at All-Star games. We never run the 40 except at the Division II Cactus Bowl. So they needed a guy to start, and like an idiot, I volunteered to help out. CEO saw me do it. He goes, "You're it. I can work with you." I go, "I ain't doing this. Are you kidding me? Because you're in front of your whole peers."
Mm-hmm.
CEO called up Kevin Colbert, okay? And he told Kevin, "I'm the man." And Kevin says, "You're going to do this." I said, "I don't want to do this." Kevin goes, "You got to look at it from the Steelers' point of view. You're on the floor. You're going to get to know all those players down there. If there's any trouble, anything goes wrong or goes great with those players, you're going to know about it. It's valuable to us." And that's why I did it.
Can I line up off that first line? Like, my foot isn't going to be on it if I'm just shooting.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Get in your stance, be comfortable what you want to do. Okay, any other questions, man? Watch the sensors, break it down, floors up, let's go cheer them on. Let's go.
How nervous are the players?
Me?
Not no. You, the players. How nervous are a majority of them, or do you see a lot of them not being nervous, I guess?
It's not as, they're competitors. They're used to competition.
But there's money on the line.
I know, but they focus on that, though. You got to realize when they play games, I don't care if it's D3, 1AA, championship game, whatever. You know, these guys they have focus. You know, they're determined. You know, okay, they have passion about the progress they're trying to make.
When you have to stop somebody, make them restart, is that where you might see more of the nervousness?
Not so much. Might be some questioning at times where they look at me and go, "What'd you do that for?" You know? And you have to explain it to them.
Twitchy, moving around and all that stuff. Just be still. Three good counts, be still, get off. You're going to be fast. Don't worry about that. We just want the right fast.
You know, because we want to make sure they have a nice, clean time, the right time they're going to run. Okay, we want to make sure it's perfect under ideal conditions and all conditions are the same. So you can't give advantage to one and not the other.
Do you have any memorable 40 runs by anybody?
Kelvin Johnson from Georgia Tech, played for the Detroit Lions. His 40 was surreal because he was so long in length that it looked slow and it was so smooth that you knew it was fast. And it was in the, I think it was 4.39 range. And then I count steps. So I counted his steps. He did it 18 steps.
It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, because the average person, you know, people don't know this, but average person is usually 22, 24 steps if you're fast. Okay, he did it in 18. Then we drafted Dre Archer. Dre Archer ran real fast, and you're talking about the yin and the yang. You know, Kelvin Johnson's 6'5", Dre was 5'8". Okay, so he did it in 18 steps, and he didn't have the length. And that was phenomenal about the amount of power that he forced out to go forward.
Hey, Instagram guy, move.
Somebody just got the gate from Mark Gorsuch.
He called him Instagram guy.
Who is Instagram guy?
Somebody had a camera out there.
What about your knack for throwing out camera guys who don't follow the rules?
Oh, God.
Does that happen more often, or do we just know about it now because it's been got on TV?
Yeah, like before, my mic was only on when we're doing the 40. Now my mic's rolling all the time. You can hear me in the background when you're talking. Okay, so they're just waiting for a feed to come out of me that they can use and yuck it up. So, but people get in the way, and we've been doing it for 14 years. you always got someone walking down the 40 into a sight line. It's like, and you tell them, hey, don't have anybody come down here. Da, da, da. And that's why, hey, Instagram guy. And that went viral.
Do you use a certain whistle?
I use the pink fox whistle.
This guy?
Right there.
Why this one?
John Dorsey, okay, he's general manager for Kansas City Chiefs. At that time period, he was college director for the Green Bay Packers. So as a joke, he wanted to jag me, okay? He sent me a pink whistle, thinking that I wouldn't use it, okay? He sent you this fox whistle, it was pink. So I wrote him a letter back. I said, dear John, thank you very much for this whistle. I really appreciate it. Really love the color. I'm going to use it, you know, to commemorate breast cancer for everyone. You know, so that's why I did it. He didn't think I was going to use it. And I've been using it ever since. Except the one year I forgot it in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to make sure you put this in your bag right before you leave.
Put it around my neck when I leave.
There you go.